This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are theater geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. This episode is going to be about the issue of taking shows that are dated, deciding whether or not to update them and to modern times. We see a lot of shows that do that. Sometimes it's a mistake and sometimes it works and sometimes you should do it, shouldn't you? I mean, there's sort of three different questions there.
That you should update a show?
Sometimes maybe you should... For the audience, does that make is that ever an issue? Maybe it's not.
I don't know. I mean, I
don't either.
I think I mean I've tried. I've tried once to update a show, and I don't know if I was very successful. I thought it was a lot of fun, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I took HMS Pinafore,
right,
and took it from 1865 to 1945.
Oh right, yeah,
and I thought it was a lot of fun. I mean, we did a lot of different kind of sight gags and things. The show stays sure. The same. I mean, you don't change the music, and you don't. You don't necessarily mess around with the storyline, but...
What you're talking about is just placing it in a different time period.
Right. Right. And then how do you... But I mean, then you have to conceptualize how you're going to make sure that that works, you know, and somebody who might normally have walked behind somebody doesn't necessarily walk behind somebody anymore. You
right.
know?
So yeah.
There are lots of things to consider. But
right. The cultural changes that are along with that time yeah. period, as well as just... It's not just costuming and set, in other
right.
words.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. But we do that a lot. With Shakespeare, obviously, but I don't know, you know, those are and I think Gilbert and Sullivan, isn't that done fairly often as well with some of the shows anyway?
Well, it depends if you're a purist or not.
Yeah, if you're a purist, you would not want that to be done.
If you're the Doyle Carts Theater
That's
Company,
correct.
You're not going to update them.
Nope. Probably not.
No,
probably
no.
Not. When you say updating, I'm thinking about shows like, particularly, like The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Right, yeah.
Where there are so many constant references to people of that period, which I think is the 1940s.
Right.
That today, you know, unless you're old like me... audiences just go, huh?
Well,
and then I've seen it when they tried to update it. They did a TV version with Nathan Lane mm-hmm. and Gene Smart, and it was just like bad because yeah. they tried to put in personalities who would be comparable to the older ones,
right.
but of today, and it for some reason, it just didn't work. It fell flat on its face.
I was going to say, I mean, you would have to go, because radio, the whole focus was radio
right,
for the original
right.
show.
Well, but there were, supposedly, somebody was supposed to be Groucho Marx, and somebody was supposed to be, you know, different people
right,
of
right,
that
right.
era. And if you don't know who Groucho Marx is, then Banjo just is not...
The yeah. character of Banjo yeah. just doesn't make
just
any
doesn't
sense.
Just doesn't make any sense.
Right, right. Yeah, it doesn't too much.
So
no.
I think there are things like that and things like You Can't Take It With You.
You
that
can't
are
take
time
it with you.
Specific.
It's got so many depression references.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that would go today, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Well, but I mean, the depression of
yeah.
then. Right, sure. But you're right. I mean, you've got, and of course, it's, yeah, there's just a lot of.
And
lot
then
of
there,
the
there
are,
I was looking back. Last week, I don't know what I was looking for, but it was I was looking at a list of shows that we have done in mm-hmm. the past since we started mm-hmm. our 50 years at the Opera House, and I looked through, and there were just so few that I could even find that our audiences today would appreciate mm-hmm. or enjoy, and primarily it's because. Like The Marriage Go-Round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a very funny comedy 40 years ago.
Right.
But today, people are going to go, what's so mm-hmm. funny about that?
Right.
So there's a whole era of plays that you just have to kind of cross off your list.
Yeah, Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The
yeah,
Apartment,
they just
or the
don't withstand
promises.
The mm-hmm. test of time and the changing mores of our society.
Well,
you know?
You couldn't update those.
No, you can't.
You
That's
could,
what I
you,
mean.
Yeah, you could do them in period, but then you also have...
even in period, some of these would not be funny anymore.
I think though, if you look at the fascination of the culture, maybe at the same time, and maybe that's when a show can be brought out in mothballs. You know, for example, we went through a huge fascination with the 70s, and there's still shows about the 70s, you know, on television or movies that are being written right now, and partly because baby boomers like myself are, I mean, that's what we remember. That's sure. That's what we're going back to. So maybe some of those shows from the 70s and late 60s are viable again if you really set them as a nostalgic
right
moment.
Yeah, but you have to set them back. Like the one that we're going to do next year again, which I love and I hope audiences will, that 1940s radio hour. Right. It sure. just says everything in the title. It's set in 1941. It's at a radio station. What you're going to hear is music from that period.
Right.
And you don't go in expecting anything else.
Right,
right.
And it would be a shame. I mean, it would be a shame to update some shows.
Yeah.
Like, well, again, we're doing Brighton Beach Memoirs right. next year. The last thing you could do, ever even think about doing, would be to update that show. It's just historically too important to be set mm-hmm. where it's set. But then you're looking at a show like As You Like It, mm-hmm. you know, Shakespeare's As mm-hmm. You Like It, or anything by Molière, anything where, again, as we talked about in one of our other topics earlier, it was that the idea of not having any subject or any information inside the script from which to pull, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden those shows can be much more viable as long as the concept doesn't get out of control. I don't have any problem going to see Shakespeare and seeing it set in 1935.
Oh, no. I don't
know. Or seeing Molière done in modern day business suits because the situations and the storylines themselves still hold true to today.
Well, you know, and maybe
what about somebody like Shaw? Would you update George Bernard Shaw? I don't think it would work.
I don't know if it does
work. I don't think it would work.
Depends on the play, probably, because he had so many. But the thing is, I mean,
Pygmalion might, but
I don't know how you'd update Pygmalion. I don't even think you could update Pygmalion.
See, there are some.
I just had a concept for it.
Did you really?
When you just said that, I just flashed a concept.
Your What's your concept? Oh, you're not going to say in case we do it.
Well, I think it would depend on where it was sat.
Yeah.
Is that the right sat? Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Where it was set.
It's a sat piece.
I'm from Indiana. Sometimes I speak like that. But I was just thinking, for example, if you wanted to update it, where could you place it? What could the setting be? And I thought, well, maybe that show would work in India. If you updated it, mm-hmm. because the idea of the caste system and some other things that are still viable inside that culture, might allow you to update it to the modern time, but there's no way you could. I don't think update that to New York necessarily. Of 2011.
Eliza Inasari,
and you would need, even if it might be interesting, you did that in India, though. I mean, there would be some dialogue changes, obviously, because you can't talk about Covent Garden, and you can't. I mean, probably
true.
Yeah,
true.
So there would be. You'd have to take some liberties.
I don't know if Shaw
it.
Would get in the way, though.
No. I mean, the basic story. No, he wouldn't get in the way.
Yeah,
he would not.
Is it public domain now?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why everybody loves Gilbert and Sullivan, because it's public domain. Yeah. You don't have to pay royalties.
It's really cheap to do.
But it's
a boatload of fun, too,
it
usually.
Is.
But I think some of those, if they're, you know, some of Shaw is so historically set. Again, it's just that you cannot possibly remove it, I think, from the history of that surrounded it. And some you wouldn't want to do, The Importance of Being Earnest. I mean, I think it is set perfectly in the era. And if you remove it from that era, there's a distinct possibility you could just destroy the show.
Right, you know? I mean, it wouldn't work, I don't
But
think.
A show like Waiting for Godot, or Godot, or
anywhere.
However it's pronounced, you could do it in
whatever.
Any era, any time.
And people still would go, and people, huh?
Yeah.
No matter what era you
What was that
in.
About? Yeah.
Where did that come from?
That's right.
Oh,
well,
dear.
So, I think I
don't know. I think what I was talking about mainly is like the writing. Mm-hmm. The writing 50 years ago was a lot different than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stilted. It's very stilted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think there's any way you could bring some of those up into the present.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, and I think that one of the reasons you may not want to, well... we were talking kind of casually a little bit about the whole cultural literacy thing. I mean, sometimes you have jokes that people just don't get anymore. And then sometimes you've got, you know, the references in there. It isn't going to work in any other era except that. So you need to, you know, smarten up your audience, maybe.
That's an impossible task.
Well, it probably is. But
I do think it's interesting that some of these dated shows are coming back. I mean, they're back on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Like, Promises, You Can't Take It With You. Very dated. And
yeah.
Born Yesterday
is back.
Yeah,
that's still.
Did you say
today.
How to Succeed?
How to Succeed?
Yeah. How to succeed? Right, ooh. which you can't. Yeah, Marcia hates the show, and I like it, but that's all right.
I'm lukewarm on the show. Well, between the two of you,
I just like aspects of it because it really is a really neat snapshot of the corporate life of that
era.
Mad Men is sort of a serious version of How to Succeed in some respects. Yeah. There's aspects of it in there. But I think that those eras depends on how accurately they're portrayed, of course. But I mean, Grease is not an accurate portrayal of the 50s. It's a 50s romp.
But you couldn't. There's no way that show would.
It couldn't be updated. No.
There isn't.
No, and musical. Are musicals less updatable?
That's a good question. For example, I have seen two versions now of Into the Woods, and one of them was updated to Depression era Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they updated the whole thing to the Depression era in Canada.
Well, now, how can you do that if you're dealing with fairy tales?
Well, I don't know.
They got a lot of woods in Canada.
Oh, very funny. They
brought all the costuming. You know, they created costuming based on the character and yet updated, and the scenic design was updated. You know, and it seems to work. So I mean, but again, it's a concept. You have to have a concept for it.
Well, what's the period on like Secret Garden?
Again, now there's a show
it's
I don't think you could update.
It's the turn of the century, and you just can't.
Turn of
the
century
think
India.
Don't
think,
oh, okay.
India right. And England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it starts in India.
Yeah, okay. So it doesn't.
Where they have a big cholera epidemic, which, you know.
So it's during the colonial period, in essence. Yeah. So it really kind of has to be there, right?
I think you have to look at the whole thing, and I think a lot has to do with the subject matter, of course, and then how it's written. Because, as I'll say it again, I think writing 50 years ago was a whole lot different, unless you were like a genius like Kaufman and Hart, and their humor just kind of transcends everything. I'm wondering, 50 years from now, people are going to look back at Woody Allen and think, what was so funny?
I still do.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, that's
well,
one thing,
I mean,
I
enjoy watching like Sleeper, for example, on Woody Allen. But you're right; it's completely the period.
Early Neil Simon bores me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Odd Couple and all. Gee.
Anymore. I mean, I still get a kick out of them every once in a while, but for the most part, I don't like to watch them.
No. Mm-hmm.
But his more historically autobiographical shows I love.
Well,
still.
Yeah.
And I think we'll always be timeless.
Right? Yeah, I do too. Right. Because they're based in reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So,
but if you're going to conceptualize and bring it up, if you're going to bring it into the future or take it to the past, conceptualize, and don't be afraid.
You really need to know every word in that script in order to make it work. Mm-hmm. And make sure that every aspect of it is going to be
updatable. And then your entire
production
team needs to be behind the concept.
Yeah.
Because if one of them is missing it, it will show.
Well, it's like Joseph. You can put that anywhere you want, really.
Right.
Yeah.
But what about has to be behind it.
What about my favorite kinds of shows? And I'm saying
I'm
that with a little tongue-in-cheek, but Agatha Christie murder mysteries, which I've directed far too many of at this point. But
no,
can you update those?
I think it depends.
You might be able to do the Mousetrap. You might be able to. To some degree, her plays depend on isolation of characters, which means that if you update it, you have to pretend nobody has a cell phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
It's much more difficult now. I think to update some of that stuff. But you know, you could assume that if the power's out in the house, everybody's used up all their bars.
Yeah,
because nothing makes me more angry than to see a show or something where, you know, everything, the power's gone out and they're isolated, but oh wow, their cell phone hasn't been charged in like 3 days, but it works.
It still works.
Yeah, right, yeah. You know? Or they suddenly remember they have a cell phone. That's right. Okay, well, you know, this is an ongoing question, updating or not updating.
Another topic for people to write in and
there you
share their opinions.
Have you any updated productions?
Updated something and it worked or it didn't work?
Let us know. Yeah, we'd love to talk to you or hear from you at least, and maybe discuss it on a future episode. So that's all from us here at Theater Geeks for this episode. Please stop by the website at theatergeeks.com, and you can see the whole archive of shows. We are we're coming up on around 40 episodes now. So and so there's a lot of good stuff going back a year and a half, something like that. Almost two. Well, it'll be 2 years in October.
Yeah.
There you go. But who's counting? Anyway, we will also stop by the we'll stop by the website. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and go to the online store. You can buy all kinds of Theater Geek swag. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shout.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.